Let's go to the 145th Psalm. Oh, I'll tell you what, I'm really getting close to. I want to read that out of this Classic Amplified, Psalm 145. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Psalm 145. I will extol you, my God, O King. I will bless your name forever and ever with grateful, affectionate praise. Every day with its new reasons will I bless you affectionately and gratefully praise you. Yes, I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and highly to be praised, and his greatness is so vast and deep as to be unsearchable. One generation shall laud your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works I will meditate. Men shall speak of the might of your tremendous and terrible acts or awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth like a fountain and fame of your great and abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud of your righteous and justice. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and abounding in mercy and loving kindness. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works, the entirety of the things created. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your loving ones shall bless you affectionately and greatly. Shall your saints confess and praise you? They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power to make known to the sons of men God's mighty deeds and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all those who are his own and falling and raises up all those who are bowed down. The eyes of all wait for you, looking, watching, expecting, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy every living thing with favor. Whoa, glory to God. He's good to all.
Yes, Lord.
He's good to all. He's open-handed.
Yes.
And he feeds every living thing.
Yes,
the problem with human living things, he'll feed you, but he leaves the choice up to you. Uh-oh. He has provided what is right. And he's put it in his books. There are certain things you don't have any business eating. One of them is a buzzard.
Yeah.
Oh, Brother Cole. Well, now, wait a minute. There are fish that are bottom feeders. They're ocean buzzards. Well, I don't care how you clean them up. And, you know, there was a day, oh Lord, I had a buddy that worked in Mrs. Baird's bakery. And I'd go by there and he'd pull a loaf out of the oven before they sliced it. And you know what Fatso did? You know, get them into butter, yeah. Get a whole stick of butter, take a wad out of it, stick that butter in there now. That'll kill you. Uh-oh. Well, they checked my heart. And I found out I had one blocked artery. But it had bypassed itself. So there wasn't any problem there. But my heart was out of time. They said I needed a pacemaker. Now, let me give you an aviation term. An airplane tries its best to fly because it's built to fly. And you can lose an engine. It doesn't just fall out of the sky. You just tip the nose down a little bit. It becomes a glider. So one thing you know for sure, you're about to land. But now you can pull up to a place where all the power you have will not keep it from stalling because you're behind the power curve. You can come up to right before a stall and prevent it. Well, I started praying about it. They said, you need a pacemaker. It was out of time. I said, Lord, I'm going to get this by faith. No, he said, you're too far behind the power curve. I was preaching with Mike Barber in a tent. I never had one pain ever. But I got short of breath. And I got back in the airplane. And, of course, Dwayne Flanagan, chief pilot, was flying. I'd been preaching. And so I just sat back there in the airplane. And, oh, man, the glory of God came. And this came up in my spirit. I have given you a new heart. Oh, I took it. Yes. October the 2nd, just a little before 8 o'clock in the evening, I took it. I took my new heart. He said, take the pacemaker by faith. All right. I agreed with that. And so they put the thing in there. And what I did not know, it had a built-in defibrillator. Well, I got on the treadmill and I got all, and I set that thing off. It wasn't a big deal. But it got my attention, brother. I want you to know. Well, anyway, now, at my age, and particularly with this kind of situation, to get my... I never was denied my flight physical. But it came up at a time through COVID there when they were extended for a while. And that had happened, so I never had been denied one. And so I went to work. Now I have to pass what's called the Bruce Protocol. It's a 9-minute stress test, and it is a stress test. And so I took the stress test and passed it with the defibrillator in there because my heart had become so strong that I didn't need it anymore. Well, then I had to go to the FAA's cardiologist to recommend me for a physical, which I now have in my pocket, by the way. But I went over there, and so they wanted me to get on his treadmill. Now, see, I took it by faith now. Listen to me. So I got on there, and they wanted me to do about 6 minutes to get my heart rate up before they stick the dye in there and take. And so I said, okay. So I went to 6 minutes. And she said, Mr. Copeland, would you mind, please, that could we keep you on there another minute or two? We can't get your heart rate up enough to... My heart had gotten so strong, they couldn't get the heart rate up enough to test it. So I also have a card in my pocket that also went to the FAA. That defibrillator has been turned off. I don't need it anymore. Now that's the praise God. Anybody can do that. But you take it by faith, but you have to have the corresponding action. Go to work. Whether you're flying or not flying, go to work. Live long and strong. I intend to die young at 120 years old. Yes, that's right. Well, glory to God. Glory. A young boy came to Brother Roberts. Now, you have to understand this. He, at the instruction of the Lord, It was his designed ministry to lay hands on the sick. There was a power manifestation that came up in his right hand. Now, in Brother Hagin's case, he was in a meeting in Rockwall, Texas, in a tent meeting, and he kept hearing, come up here, come up to the kingdom of God. Well, it had been raining, and there were not many people there, and Brother Hagin was on his knees. And he thought, well, that's somebody up there on top. There's backed up. The tent was backed up to this cliff. Somebody up there just, maybe the pastor will take it. Come up here. Come up to the kingdom of God. When he heard it the third time, he looked up and there was Jesus right there. And he said, my spirit went with him. He said, we actually went through the cloud. And he said, the first time I ever rode in an airplane, he said, well, this is what I saw. And he went before the throne of God. And he said, I could see a veil through there, but I could actually see God sitting on that throne. And Jesus, he fell down before him. He said, I'm so unworthy. He said, no, you stand up. I made you worthy.
Amen.
You stand up. He said, I didn't make any unworthy new creatures.
That's right.
That's good for you.
Yes.
He said, he took my hands and he put his finger in the palm of both my hands and they began to burn like they had a coal of fire in them. Then the Lord told him, he said, now, every meeting you go to, you tell that. And you tell them you saw me, because how are they going to find it out if you don't tell them? So anyway, that fire was in his hand. But in Brother Robert's right hand, this the power of God would just flow through his hand. He laid hands on so many people that rotator cuffs, you lay hands on a couple of million people and find out what happens to your shoulders.
Exactly. Yeah.
Let me say, you mean all of that healing power went through those shoulders? Yes, it did. But it didn't. It wasn't for him. It went into other people. Now, let me tell you something. Healing is not a reward. It is a property. It belongs to you. It belonged to him the same as it belonged to anybody else. But just like the pacemaker in me, he got so far behind the power curve, he had to have his shoulders operated on. But I'll tell you what happened to him. He had appendicitis. And the doctor had him on the table and had him under a weak x-ray machine where he could see it. He was standing behind here and Brother Roberts was on the table down here. And he just said to the Lord, he said, I'm not having any more surgery. He said, I believe and I'm receiving my healing right now. I'm not having any more surgery. That's over.
Yes.
Yep. And the doctor said, Richard, do you see what I'm seeing? He said, yes, I do. But I want to hear you say it. He said, his appendix is going down. And it just went back down to its normal size. It was a property and he took it.
Yes, yes.
What happened to him before happened in service. Amen.
Amen.
Now, there's somebody here this morning that you needed to hear that, and you're healed right now if you'll accept it. Praise God, because it belongs to you. It is your property. Jesus bore yours. Then we said, he bore. Wasn't that what it said? He took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. So don't come up here and want me to pray for your arthritis.
That's right.
It isn't yours.
That's right.
Don't claim it. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory be to Jesus. Almighty God is on his throne and prayer changes things and you stand up on your feet. Glory to God. Now listen, you plug in. You know what I say about, hey, listen, see these lights in here? They're plugged into something. There's power in this room. I'm telling you, there's enough power in this room to heal everybody in the whole world. Because he's here. He told his disciples, he said, it's expedient for that I go away. It's to your advantage that I go away. For if I go away, I will send you another comforter. I will not leave you as orphans. He's coming as soon as I leave. I'm going to send him and he's here right now by his spirit. So plug in, make an effort. Now plug in with your faith. Plug in. So you plug in and do something. Make an effort. Hallelujah. And after we get through praying the prayer of faith here, we're going to pray it together. The aisles are open. We rented this place. So for right now, it's our cathedral. The aisles are open. You get your back healed, take off running. Glory to God. Now, in the name of Jesus, I'm going to remind you, Satan, you bow your knee to that name. You bow your knee right now. The word's against you. The blood is against you. The power of the Holy Ghost is against you. Jesus is against you. We're against you. You are a defeated foe. Jesus took care of that in hell itself. Thank you, Lord. There will be no unbelief here today. None whatsoever. And I take authority over all sickness. I take authority over all disease. I take authority over all devils. Now get those hands in the air and say this. The gospel that I have heard is the power of God unto my salvation. I confess that Jesus Christ is Lord over my life. Spirit, soul, and body. I receive the power of God to make me sound, whole, delivered, saved, healed. Now, I act on the word of God. I receive the power of God. Sickness, disease, and pain. I resist you in the name of Jesus. Sickness, weakness, and pain. You are not the will of God. I enforce the word of God on you. I will not tolerate you in my life. Leave my presence. I will never allow you back. My days of sickness and disease are over. I am the saved. I am the healed. The power of sickness has been broken over my life. Jesus bore my sickness, my weakness, and pain. I am forever free. Sickness shall no longer lord it over me. Sin shall no longer lord it over me. Fear shall no longer lord it over me. I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. I proclaim my freedom in Jesus' name. Today, the gospel is the power of God to me unto salvation. I receive the gospel. I act on the gospel. I am made whole in Jesus' name. Act, praise, move, see, hear, glory to God. Straighten up, be delivered, be free, be sound. Do what you couldn't do before. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sugar diabetes, you are cast out in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. All kinds of problems, all kinds of mental problems, nervousness, having a nervous breakdown, that doesn't belong to you. Glory to God. Why? Because the chastisement of his peace, your peace was on him at the cross. Hallelujah. You're strong in the Lord and in the power of his name.
I'm Mary Beth. I come from Luray, Virginia. I had been diagnosed with calcium deposits in my shoulder, and also I had broke my vertebrae, my L4, and it was a bilateral fracture, so my disc was slipping. So it caused a lot of pain. There was a lot of inflammation in my shoulder. There was this kind of like a knot, and it really hurt. And it like if I stood for a long time, it would hurt me to raise my arms. It hurt real bad. To move my neck would hurt. But then today, when Brother Copeland came out and he was talking about it happened like at the beginning when he was in his hotel room, like, yes, yes. And then he mentioned neck and back. I was like, I screamed really loud. It's mine. I'm taking it.
Today, she had some pain in her back and neck, and she actually had a big knot in her neck that during the service began to dissipate and disappear, and now she says it's completely gone.
I can raise my hand.
Praise God,
and it
Mary
doesn't
Beth.
Hurt. And I gotta tell you, on the way here, it dawned on me, why do I have to wait to go to healing school to get healed?
Yes.
I can be healed right now, so I started claiming it before we even got here. And then you mentioned back and neck pain.
Yes.
And I felt this pressure is the best way I can explain it, go up and down my spine. They said I had the spine of an 80-year-old. I'm only 57. I'm like, no, I'm not receiving that. It's like I feel this heat right now. The pain's going away. Wait, wait.
Oh, glory to God. There will be many that will bow the knee to Baal. There will be many who will bow the knee to me, saith the Lord. For the outpouring of my generosity and my goodness has begun and will continue to go on and on. For the bottom line is the freedom of my people and the true freedom of this nation. The people that raised this nation up are part of the great cloud of witnesses. They are witnessing it in the spirit, the power of the resurrection of this nation to bring it back to its original roots, to bring it back to me on bended knee. I have heard from heaven, from my people, and I will get it done. It will look better, do better, be stronger than you ever dreamed it could be. This is 2023.
Well, I have news for you. You're supposed to prosper today and be in health. Today's the day you walk away from grief and sorrow. And there's enough power in this room, if you plug into it, to heal everybody in the room, all the dead in town.
2023 will be as exciting as it can be. It will be a time when you will say it and the devil will flee. You will stand strong and say, God is on my side in 2023 because he's blessing me.
Hello, I'm Spencer Nordyke. This week, we're learning from the Word of God how to receive or take our healing. And this can apply to all areas of our lives. Healing could be physical recovery, peace of mind, restoring broken relationships, or even financial breakthrough. And receiving from God takes faith mixed with believing His Word and making a quality decision based on the Word of God. Be sure to request your gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland this week. It's called Healing, It's Always God's Will. In this series, Brother Copeland explains how the Word of God has the power within itself to cause it to come to pass. Our part is to engage and to activate our faith in God's Word by receiving the choice to receive and walk in His promises. As you listen to this teaching series, allow God's Word to get down into your heart and your faith will grow. To request your free copy on MP3 or as a digital download, go to kcm.org. Before we leave today, I want to pray for your healing. Lift up your hands and receive this. Father, in Jesus' name, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. So we receive everything that Jesus died and paid the price for to remove the curse of sickness and disease off of our bodies. I thank you, Lord, for the anointing of God just coming over everyone watching today, touching, healing, and restoring their lives in Jesus' name. You know, prayer is the foundation of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. So if you need prayer, we have a prayer line that you can call. Our prayer line ministers are licensed and trained in the Word of God to pray and stand in faith with you. And when you call, they'll pray scriptures from the Word of God over you and your situation. And you can take those scriptures, make them the final authority in your life, and then stand in faith to receive what God has promised. Thank you for joining us today. Remember this, God loves you. We love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice. And it is the voice of victory.
Prepare for your future in life and in ministry at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Apply yourself practically to ministry through class electives designed to develop your gifts. Get equipped for your calling, enter into your mission field confidently, and teach others to do the same. Graduate as an available voice to carry the legacy of faith into your life and ministry. To find out more, go to kcbiblecollege.org. Apply today.